Security forces in Nigeria killed at least 45 people and arrested hundreds of Shia Muslims, according to Amnesty International. They were protesting in the capital, Abuja, against the detention of their leader, Ibrahim Zakzaki, who was arrested in 2015 after soldiers killed 300 of his followers at a protest. He was charged in April with murder.
Jair Bolsonaro, a far-right former army captain, won Brazil's presidential election. He received 55% of the vote, defeating Fernando Haddad of the left-wing Workers' Party. Mr. Bolsonaro has promised to crack down on corruption and shoot criminal suspects. The stock market rose sharply on expectations that his chief economic adviser, Paulo Guedes, will reform the pension system, privatise state firms and deregulate, though Mr. Bolsonaro until recently opposed such things. Many ex-army officers applied to join Mr. Bolsonaro's presidential transition team.
Mexico's president-elect, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, says he will stop construction of the country's biggest infrastructure project, an airport near Mexico City. His decision came after 1 million people, barely 1% of the electorate, took part in a vote that he had arranged and rejected the airport.
President Donald Trump said America would send up to 15,000 troops to protect the southern border from a caravan of thousands of migrants who are walking towards the country through Mexico from Honduras. He said tent cities would be built for migrants seeking asylum. Mr. Trump has described the unarmed migrants as an invasion.
Mithripala Sirisena, the president of Sri Lanka, dismissed the government, suspended parliament, and appointed his predecessor, Mahinda Rajapaksa, as Prime Minister. The ousted Prime Minister, Ranil Wickramasinghe, says the move is unconstitutional and that his government still commands a majority in Parliament.
Pakistan's Supreme Court ordered the release of Asia Bibi, a Christian woman who has spent 9 years in prison on flimsy charges of blasphemy. Islamists took to the streets to demand that she be hanged anyway. The government has defended the court's ruling.
An Indonesian airliner crashed into the sea shortly after taking off from Jakarta. All 189 people on board are thought to have died in what is the worst commercial airline disaster so far this year.
China announced exceptions to its 25-year ban on the use of tiger bones and rhino horns. They may now be prescribed to critically ill patients. Conservationists are furious.
A gunman murdered 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. It was America's worst ever anti-Semitic attack. The suspect, who was arrested by police, frequented Jew-hating corners of the internet. Bernice and Sylvan Simon were among the shooter's victims. They had been married in the same synagogue 62 years earlier.
The suspect behind 14 crude parcel bombs sent to high-profile Democrats was charged in court with various crimes, including threatening former presidents. The devices did not injure anybody. The suspect lived in a white van plastered with pro-Trump posters.